This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 and a half of the hour here as we begin our overview of the news talk issues and items from this past week. Every week at this time, during this hour, the people who work on the DJV program with me, take the opportunity to go through the numbers, the stories, the people, as compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine. And you can find this list every week published at Talkers, in fact. So we have the usual 10 stories. They aren't the usual stories, but it's always 10 of them and 10 people. Number 10 this week, ladies, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen here to go through the list, is technology. Victoria, the technological sort of expert, not that we aren't all becoming more
enthusiast.
Expert.
Enthusiast. Yes. I'm a tech enthusiast.
All right, that's good. I'll have to remember that. I'll write that. Remind me of that when I introduce you as you do the review of the top 10 technology items of the week. You're a technology enthusiast. So what are you enthused? I suppose we all ought to talk about what we're more enthused. We're on the top of the curve here because we do our program from our respective homes.
I think our country and probably the world has never had to rely on technology as heavily as we have in the last few weeks. People are relying on internet. Internet systems are so far holding up, but they're stretched. Kids are doing homeschooling with Zoom and online learning. People are working from home with Zoom. If Zoom didn't exist right now, I don't know what people would do. Friends are FaceTiming. We've got a happy hour FaceTime, every week with our friends. So it's technology is keeping us connected in every possible way.
Wait a minute. Okay, I want to find out about it. This is news to me. You have a happy hour FaceTime.
Oh, yeah.
My mom's been doing it with her friends.
Yeah, I have one this weekend, too.
Yeah. Really?
I haven't been invited to
Wait a minute. Nobody invited me to one of these.
What are you going to drink at happy hour? Some orange juice?
Well, no, you're invited. You can drink non-alcoholic stuff.
Yeah.
But it's literally the way, like literally and figuratively, that's how we're staying connected. So technology, I would argue, should be further up the list than number 10. But maybe.
Yeah. All right. So that is part of what our reality is. And that's it. It's a reality check as much as anything else. And you said it was pretty reliable. I guess I would wonder.
So far, everything seems to be holding up. A lot of the telecom companies and internet service providers, I think, have done right by customers. They've removed data caps, knowing that the entire family, you could have a family of four or five people at home. The kids need tablets to do their schoolwork. The parents need to work. So data, I mean, everyone would just be blowing through data like crazy, so they've removed data caps. They've also, a lot of companies have decided not to throttle any data, which is also nice because especially if kids need online learning, the last thing they need is a slow connection to their teacher. So,
yeah.
So far, I think the tech world has stepped up.
So is the AT&T Sprint thing that was finalized this past week, having an impact?
Sprint.
T-Mobile.
No. If you are a T-Mobile or Sprint customer, you're not going to see any real differences for a few years.
Okay. All right, scams, number 8 on the story list as we get toward, or moving toward number 1, the scams, the text that you're receiving about the coronavirus probably isn't true. You're probably getting other approaches. My phone's been ringing off the hook this week to the point where I'm answering it and telling the people on the other end where they can go. And it isn't. I'm just tired. It's not even just scams.
It's scams, but it's also some of the price gouging and the posting. Because think about what we're all desperately trying to buy. We're all desperately trying to buy cleaning products. We're all trying to buy masks now because that looks like it's going to be a new reality in California now. Everybody's supposed to wear a mask, and it's thought that the federal government's going to issue those warnings as well that everybody should be wearing a mask. That's in demand. Gloves. I had an issue with gloves. Bleach wipes, I mean, everything is just at a premium. Mm-hmm. And so I was looking, my mom was trying to find masks, and she was looking all over the place, and she ended up buying some masks on eBay for like $80. Oh, wow. I spent $40 on 200 plastic gloves. Now, I'm doing it, and thank God I have the $40 to spend because I want some plastic gloves so I can go get gas and go to the grocery store. But,
well,
you know, for people who don't,
things,
that's ridiculous.
There should be a law against price gouging. It's,
yes.
In this time,
oh, there are plenty of
and
laws.
There is.
Yeah.
Don't forget, it was the Attorney General just a week ago who came out and said, we're going to come after you if we have evidence that you're hoarding.
Well, the gas companies are doing
price gouging.
Look at the prices in California, still over $3 a gallon. Come on.
Actually,
the price
I
of
paid
oil
$2.79. I couldn't believe it. I almost cried.
In Jersey, I don't think I've ever remember gas being below $2, and I paid $1.89.
Yeah,
$1.99 is the national average, or at least
should
it
be way below that.
Yeah,
even because barrel of oil is $20 now, so it's way, way down. It's one third of what it was when the prices were as they were a month or so ago. So there's a scam right there, or a fraud. I went into I usually in circumstances like this, a little corner market, a fruit market that I have that's attached to a farm. It's nearby me, and I go get my apples and things there. And so I went there yesterday to get some supplies, some food and things, because I didn't want to go to a big store, and they didn't have a couple of things. So I went to Whole Foods, and the gouging that's going on there is unbelievable. I had two small bags of stuff that cost me $200. I looked at
it. What did you buy?
Just regular food. I bought some gluten-free bread, mostly gluten-free products, and some of the specialty stuff. They've jacked the prices up. It's outrageous. So, all right. So number nine, scams. Number eight, our relationship with China. I don't even want to get started on that. My God.
As Governor Cuomo has been saying, the most pathetic irony of all of this is that now not only are we looking to borrow money from China, but we're also looking to China for all of the supplies.
That
to
needs to be changed.
I know.
The American public needs to stand up and say no more of this. Let's see how much courage Americans have when it comes to not buying this crap that's made in China.
And
that's one way of getting this.
Even more of this, the most important concern that I have about China is our prescription drugs. We've got to get the pharmaceuticals
back
to bring
Puerto
everything
Rico.
Back to here. Or
I wonder if there's somebody that can introduce a bill, somebody who's got enough courage to stand up and say no more prescription drugs made. That's a place to start. And then a bunch of other things.
The one who's really been on this is Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas. He's been sort of the one loudest, I think, in all of Congress, saying we need to hold China accountable. We need to ask them more questions. We shouldn't believe what they're telling us. And
that should be the mantra of everybody. Never mind, find out more information. Get them held responsible. Economically, they destroyed with their action or inaction the economy of the world. I mean, that's not just, we're not playing tiddlywinks here. People who are dying because of what they have done, people who have lost all of their assets, people whose lives are ruined by these bastards. It's time they get held accountable. So let's see who stands up and has got the chutzpah to take
care
of that.
That should be an entire platform of someone running for office.
Yep, absolutely. You're right.
There's enough meat to it for sure. Yep. Because like even Jen said, even our medicines are affected by it. Yeah. So every aspect of our lives,
we've
down to
created
our pet
this
food
monster
that's made
ourselves.
In China that's killing our pets. It's every part of our life.
Everywhere. Yep, because it's cheap. In a moment, we'll deal with number seven, celebrities who are falling, who have had the disease. We'll go through a list of those people as we have time on the overview. This is the Talk Radio Review at 16 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, so we have at number 7 this week on our overview of the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine to discuss those celebrities who have passed. I think we paid attention to this fellow that was, was it Wednesday? I think he died. Alan, is it Schlesinger?
Adam Schlesinger, from Fountains of Wayne. Yep.
Yeah, right. There are others probably that need to be underscored. Wonder Tom Hanks seems to be doing better with his wife, right?
Yeah,
they
fine.
Seem to be fully recovered now.
Yeah. What about Cuomo's brother?
He's on the mend. Yeah.
He was talking about having fever dreams and not being able to sleep and losing some vision in his left eye. And he said he'd swear under oath that his father sat on the bed with him because his fever was so high.
Yeah.
You know, it's really amazing in that family how much they all look alike. The brother, the father. Yeah.
And he appeared on, I want to say it was Thursday's, the daily briefing that Governor Cuomo does. And so he brought Chris in on Skype, and just to have Chris talk about what the symptoms were, how he went through it. He had full body tremors that were so bad, he chipped his own tooth shivering. I mean, it was no joke. And he said it's unlike anything he's ever experienced. George Stephanopoulos' wife, Allie Wentworth, she's an actress and a comedian. She has it really bad right now. She's at home and she's sequestered. George is the only one allowed in and out of her bedroom. And she said it's unlike anything she's ever experienced. So these cases are self-resolving. They're, but still, it's no fun. It's no picnic. So this is not something anyone wants to get, even if you're younger and healthy.
A lot of celebrities are giving of their time and talent. We all know about the performing at home stuff, but a lot of them are giving a lot of time and talent to look at all the info about Taylor Swift this week, giving, and there are many others as well.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly's done a lot. Yep, a lot of people are trying to help out as well they can, and maybe well they should, and they certainly can. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We're telling you our stories and how they relate. The listeners who are in touch with us, things that we are prioritizing for the benefit of the people that listen to the DJV program every day. And so we take all of our experiences, put them together, and apply them to these stories that Talkers Magazine comes up with, the top 10 list of people and stories. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen, I'm Doug Steffen. At number 6, the story of how this is affecting our educational systems and what went on before things were on lockdown. I think that I become more disgusted every week with the stories about how, especially on some of the upscale colleges and universities, students were partying. Vanderbilt University in Nashville is the latest one to announce after it closed its dormitories. And they didn't really put the classes online, but they didn't send the kids home. So the kids stayed and partied. And so now they brought all of that stuff. It's so damned irresponsible. I don't get where their parents are. Even if the school's closed, you bring the kids home. But before leaving campus and returning to their homes all around the country, hundreds of Vanderbilt students attended parties. They ignored the school's instructions to go and not to do it, but they didn't force the kids out. So they crowded into dorms and apartments, and they posed for group pictures. Mm. They're all over Instagram.
And now they go home and spread it to their grandparents.
Yeah, yeah, right. I mean, how selfish. What are you, you're in college, you're supposed to be learning something, you morons.
And Vanderbilt's supposed to be pretty smart kids, too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, Vanderbilt's quite a good upscale university. But that's just one of the examples of this situation. But then you hear, I guess I got my own experience, my grandson, who's 5, who went to preschool this year for the first time, and he's not going, and he's asking his mother and father questions, and they're giving him answers. And he understands it. When I talked to him on Facebook the other day, I said, Miles, what do you think? He said, a lot of people are going to get sick.
Oh.
Okay.
Sad.
So, yeah, it is.
You know what's really sad for Miles is that he probably thinks all of school is going to be like this. And, boy, is he going to be in for it when he has to do a full year. That's what I told Jeff, my fiancé and his kids. They're going to get used to this, not being in school all the time. That's a concern.
It sort of speaks to number 5 on the countdown, the way personal relationships are being handled, family relationships. You were talking earlier about the Friday, what is it, a bar thing? You have a...
Oh, the happy hour. FaceTime happy hour. Happy hour or FaceTime. Zoom. Yep.
Yeah, right. Okay. So is there a lot more of that? Is that an age thing? Or do you think it's happening across the
Well, Jen's
spectrum?
Mom's doing it, so no.
Yep, it's not an age thing, that's for sure.
Yeah. So she's, what, does she get looped with all of her friends that are her age?
Well, looped is a strong word for my mom, but she'll have a glass of wine and she'll sit and just, they chat. They just talk about what they, you know, what they've been watching on TV, what they've been reading, what they've been doing to stay busy, the family. It's cute. It's fun. It's a way for people to see each other and feel connected. I mean, I'm doing a lot of texting with my friends more than ever. I'm texting with people, even though I'm a horrible
texter.
So
your mother and father having conversation better than the norm? How is that?
My mom and dad?
Yeah.
Oh, they're fine. They talk a lot, yeah.
Yeah, I know they do, but they don't talk about your father's girlfriend. So I wonder if
that's right. Well, who would want to do that under any circumstance?
Yeah, do you think somebody calls up and says, so let's talk about your relationship? I don't know if that happened.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Okay, well, anyway, so these relationships, though, that are, the good thing is that you have an opportunity to get to know people. I mean, a lot of times people that are married to each other don't really know each other. And they get together and they like each other, or they don't. And so would you tell me, Victoria, more divorces have been filed in the last two weeks in New York?
Spiking in New York City, over 50% up of divorce filings. Yeah.
Wow. Well, there you go. Work relationships, you wonder how those will be enhanced by the technology of working together that way. It's an interesting world we live in, that's for sure. We continue with our overview of the News Talk list in a matter of moments here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Top leaders in Congress made it clear there'll be another coronavirus rescue package amid the stark need for federal resources to fight the pandemic and the economic crisis. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have started to outline fresh priorities, signaling a potential thaw to the sniping and an opportunity for renewed bipartisan ground. McConnell said in an interview with the Associated Press there will absolutely be a next measure and said that health care must be at the top of the list. McConnell said Congress should focus on correcting any shortcomings in the just-passed $2.2 trillion aid bill and rely on health care experts for solutions to wipe out the virus.
Nancy Pelosi said the next coronavirus aid bill should continue to build on the bipartisan relief bills that Congress has passed so far. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving along now, 34 after the hour, on our continuing review of the News Talk issues of the week, according to the list of Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and this weekly overview, plus all the news of the talk hosts and stations around the country. But this is a gargantuan effort to listen to all of these stations and programs come up with what is a pretty respectable list every week. Top 10 stories, News Talk stories. We're at number 4, reviewing just for a second. Technology is number 10. The scams around number 9. Relationship with China, number 8. Celebrities and their dealing with the COVID-19 7. Children and educational process going on or not in the country is number 6. And number 5, personal relationships and how they're changing. We're now at number 4, the politics of all of this, the presidential race. I have chosen on the DJV program to not have us focus on that because I don't think it gets us any place one way or another. I think.
Is there still a race? Remember back in the good old days when we had time to talk about it?
I know, yeah. Well, I want to turn that around a little bit on the DJV show next week. But I'm not necessarily to gain in talking about politics, but there are lots of other things going on. I am, from my own perspective, my own wheelhouse, tired of listening to these same people drone on and on about Fox and the virus and what is achieved by that. Or the other side, we all kind of laugh. Even the Democrats are now laughing at Schumer. But what does that get you? It doesn't help solve the problem. It doesn't make life any better. If you want to have a quick word about I just thought it was interesting. Joe Biden has been very visible. Trump certainly has the mic.
If you want to talk a little politics, if you watch these like shadow briefings or these interviews that he's trying to do, I mean, it's getting painful to watch those.
He may not make it through the process. He really may not. Come up with some other. Why? Because I think that there are a lot of people who want to see Cuomo. on the top of the ticket.
But that's not going to happen. But what people want and what's reality is different.
Exactly. We need to come back to reality. You know, I mean, it's not going to happen.
I mean, you still have two choices at this point. I mean, obviously, it looks like it'll be Joe Biden, but you still have Bernie in it. But I think beyond those two.
Does Bernie actually have a path? Because I know he says he does.
Logistically, there is a path, but he'd have to pull off magic tricks to make it work. And anything is possible because all of these states that were supposed to be voting right now in April and in May, they're all postponed to June. So if something crazy happens, who knows?
But they're meaningless for the most part. And the whole the political realities have changed so much. So anyway, all right, number three. The economic relief packages, as they've been announced for the individuals and for corporations, how the markets are doing. If you're invested in gas and oil, I'm sorry. If you're invested in technology or health, hooray for you. And maybe now's the time to start buying. I think we're at the bottom, frankly. My instincts tell me we are pretty much at the bottom all the way around. There'll be things that'll happen that'll change our attitude about this in the next week or two. What I thought was the most outrageous example of the week of people, these guys, they just don't get it. They don't have the training. American Airlines they had 11 passengers on a flight. So they put them into three rows because they only bought basic economy. They bought the cheapest seats, and the cheapest seats are in the back of the plane, the last three rows, and they put all of them in those three rows. Are you that stupid that you don't get what that imagery looks like? I just don't. I mean, I fly American all the time, and I don't like doing it. I do it, and people say, well, why do you do it then? Because I have so many miles, I get an easy upgrade. But the way they run that damn airline, this is just indicative of it. Maybe the others, they're all so big, the Delta, United problems, probably somebody's pulled something stupid like that. But there are so many employees you can't control, you can't manage them, they're too big. So maybe one of the things that comes out of all of this is that we'll have some upstart companies in every field that'll come along, be leaner and meaner, and be able to, well, not necessarily meaner, but you know what I'm saying. That'll come along. Harder to do in a business like the airline business, but I think a lot of businesses, some of the statisticians are saying one out of every five small businesses will go out of business. Barbara Corcoran has said in an interview with the lady on Shark Tank that she figures most of the businesses that she started as a result of Shark Tank will go out of business, depending on how long this lasts. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Why would you say that, though? Employees. Wasn't smart.
Well, she's pretty blunt. I don't think she...
Yeah, okay. Well, you can be blunt to a fault.
Yeah.
Any other observations? Your husband is an example. Well, both of you, Jennifer, your fiancé, is he working at home or is he going into the hospital? Or what is he doing? How is he
managing? Well, he's doing a little bit of both. So he actually works in the office building across the street from the hospital, so he doesn't go in every single day to the hospital, thank God. Mm-hmm. But...
Yeah.
He's been moving all of his employees home, and he's almost done with that, so he'll be able to work at home. But he had this catastrophic call with the planners this week, and they want him now to start working in the check-in area of the emergency room where they're going to be triaging people in the parking lot with tents. And they need all of the administration staff.
There's the new normal there.
Yeah, and they want all the administration staff to do it. They all have to take a couple of shifts for the next 5 weeks. And it's scary. You know, I don't know exactly what we're going to do. He's got his dad living with him who's a little bit, you know, a little older. We're all a little older, I guess. Mm-hmm. And his two kids. So it's rough.
Well, and your husband's working from home. Now, Victoria,
mm-hmm.
Being able to do, using technology, he can do everything he can do at the office. So will that be the new normal when all of this goes away?
I don't think so.
What would happen if it was? What would your relationship be like if he was, you know, it's okay, we're having fun now. But how are you working at home? If he worked at home, what would that do to the...
Well, I guess the difference would be, are we allowed to go back out into public? So, like, if I can go and work out and go to my spin class and he's still at home working, then that's fine. But if this goes on where you're both working at home and you also can't go out in public, then that's tough. I mean, you know, we're fine. We're lucky. We don't, you know.
Are.
But I have friends who, you know, are having, they're struggling with it. It's not easy. Yeah. You know, relationships get,
it's a lot of together time.
It's a lot of togetherness.
And when you're in New York, especially, I think, I was thinking about those people who are living in 500 square foot apartments. I mean,
$1 million
Yeah, at least on the West Coast, most people have a little bit extra space to
yard
around a little bit.
Go outside,
All right, number two on our list here is an overview of the system and how it's being taxed. I thought it was, as we look through at the end of the week when we put this program together, the big hotspot is not New York, is not Los Angeles, not Chicago, but Louisiana. And the hot spots that are there, this is the epicenter now of the crisis as it still goes up the hill. I think a lot of data suggests that the apex has been reached in New York and in Los Angeles.
No, it hasn't hit New York yet.
No, well, I think it has in Los Angeles.
No, are you kidding?
No,
not saying the month.
I'm saying the end of. I'm saying with the number of people, the numbers of people affected, dying, and that sort of thing.
No, New York is still.
Have I finished my sentence?
21 days away from the apex. You're talking about the apex, and so there. It's
different definitions of it. Maybe I should more.
Well, the apex that everyone else is using is the peak of it. So the peak is still 21 days away. I know.
Apex.
But we don't want to give false information. So,
no,
you know,
but I do want to give people hope
LA,
that this isn't going to go on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Well, it won't. It won't.
Yeah. So,
I don't know. They're saying that next week is going to be really tough in LA, the following week even worse, and probably by the end of April is when it will hit kind of.
Well, there are 10,000 cases in California now, right?
Right. But the, and, I mean, that's kind of a drop in the bucket when you look at New York.
200 are dead. Right. But when you compare it to New York, even Massachusetts is up close to those numbers, as a matter of fact, given the fact that it's a much smaller state. Massachusetts
has
been.
Look at Louisiana, 2,700 cases in one day.
One day. Yeah.
Yeah.
One day. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the list of stories from Talkers Magazine. This week, the top 10 items include, at number 10, the focus on technology and how it's working, whether it be education, whether it be work-related, but we certainly are using a lot of technology. Number 9, scams. Number 8, relationships with China. Number 7, celebrities who are either sick or who are dying, and how they're helping other people as well. Number 6, the education situation we find ourselves in, or the lack thereof. Personal relationships, number 5, number of divorces around, very interesting. The political realities of the presidential race, number 4. The markets and the economy, number 3. The healthcare system under complete scrutiny, number 2. And statistics, projections of what's going to happen as we move ahead here in the season of the virus. That's it. I'm Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown Show. 44 past the hour. We get to number 1 after this.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
The healthiest bread option is something that's made with whole grains. It needs to say whole grain.
Dietitian Angie Murad says that's true for bread and other grain products, like whole wheat crackers.
Whole wheat pasta, brown rice.
Whole grains are unrefined, meaning they still contain the bran and germ.
The bran provides fiber in it. It also provides antioxidants.
The germ delivers B vitamins, protein, and some healthy fats.
So when you include all parts of the grain, there are health benefits.
Murad says to be aware of packages with sound-alike slogans.
So if it says cracked wheat or multigrain or seven grain, those don't guarantee that it's a whole grain.
She says some whole grain products have a special stamp on the package. Otherwise, look for the words whole grain on the list of ingredients.
Whole grain, that's what you're looking for as the first ingredient.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power swabs. In just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using power swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Second part of our overview of the stories that get listed. This is for the week of March 30th to April 3rd. The people list includes at number 10 a combo of Vladimir Putin and Mohammed bin Salman. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's bin Salman. Heard it pronounced both ways. He's running Saudi Arabia. So maybe the two of them can knock each other off if we're all lucky. Prince Charles and what's going on with the English leadership, number 9. Xi Jinping, or whatever his name is, president of China. Joe Biden, number 7. Gretchen Whitmer is at 6. Ron DeSantis at 5. Governor Cuomo at 4. Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell tied for number 3. Anthony Fauci is at number 2. And Donald Trump, number 1 position on the charts for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It doesn't hurt to remind everybody to be conscious, to be safe, to be well, and to take care. Words of wisdom from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, now we are into number 1 land here. I'm Doug Steffen with my DJV colleagues who every week in the Talk Radio Review go through the items from Talkers Magazine. So, number 1 is a focus on the statistics, projections, some of the stuff we were just talking about. One of the things that I sort of got a kick out of, I don't know if that's the right word, the right phrase, but people asking whether or not someone who's healthy or who looks healthy can still get the virus. Of course, you dummies, yeah.
Yep.
Anybody can get
the
stuff.
We could all be vectors. We could all be carriers of it. So that's the danger.
And actually, before the symptoms show up, right before that is when we are the most contagious.
Yeah.
Right.
The first week, they say, yeah.
Yep. And my doctor, who's on the air with us, Dr. Ken Cronow, said, I probably had a touch of it myself after I'd come across the country. Hard for anybody going through that experience not to be exposed to all kinds of stuff. No matter how good your immune system is, you still are going to be susceptible to it. I would like to spend a minute talking about this captain who was on the aircraft carrier. The Navy has decided to relieve him of his command. This is the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt. He kept asking for help. He's got thousands of men, apparently, on in the crew who have this. And he sent a letter requesting help to stop the spread of it and to get the sailors off the ship. 93 of them apparently are very sick. And so the brass didn't like it, and they've yanked him off of the ship, saying that he may be under too much stress to be a thoughtful commander. Come on.
Sounds like he's doing exactly what a commander should do.
Right.
He's protecting the soldier. I don't know. That sounds very shady.
Yep. Doesn't sound like an honorable way to... in this time when eyes are on it, it's so small. It's the pettiness of some of these things. I would think the guy would be a hero trying to
take care of his men. Well, and I would actually ask how they all got it and spread it around. Maybe there's some
question. That's a good question.
Before we totally go to his defense, we should probably see what happened.
Well, but he didn't give it to him.
captain, though. No, I don't think he gave it to him. But what was were there bad practices going on the ship? Like, what happened leading up to that, I guess, would be my question.
That's a question we won't answer now, Jennifer, because we're out of time. Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time here with an overview of the top five items this week as deemed by Victoria Keelan, who's our conventional tech wizard or expert or certainly researcher. Top five items from the world of technology that most of us can identify with. This isn't how to build the computer stuff. This is how to use the stuff, the technology that's around. And I see that Instagram, number five, and how they're helping local restaurants is a great focus to begin with, Victoria.
Yep, Instagram's co-founder, Mike Krieger, he's working on a new project. It's called Save Our Faves, and it's a website that gives the Bay Area a one-stop shopping platform where they can purchase gift cards to give a boost to the restaurants that are local, we know restaurants are struggling really badly right now during this crisis. And he said, your favorite Bay Area restaurant might close forever. Help save it. It's a seemingly small gesture, but it means that the business gets income today to stay afloat through the crisis. So hundreds of restaurants are now listed on SaveOurFaves.org, and more are being added every day. It's arranged geographically by that region. I also think that once this gets up and rolling in the next few weeks, I think we're going to see Mike Krieger roll Save Our Faves out into different parts of the country. This, obviously, nationally, we all have our favorite local mom-and-pop restaurants, and they really, really need our help. And so on Save Our Faves, you can go on. It's basically a business directory, and you can buy a gift card for any amount from $5 up to $500, and you can keep it for yourself or you can give it as a gift, but it certainly helps put some cash into the bank accounts of these restaurants who still have to pay rent and loan repayments and insurance and supplies and things like that. So it's a great thing that he started.
Number four is an app that lets you send pizza to people who are helping on the front lines.
Yep, this is another great story that came out this week. The pizza delivery app is called Slice, and they've partnered to in this new group called Pizza versus Pandemic. It allows citizens to feed the frontline workers who are putting themselves at risk every day. Doctors, nurses, health administrators, everyone working in the hospitals. And so essentially 2,700 pizza places are now signed up across the country. And so you can go on to the, if you have a local medical facility that you want to send pizza to, you can. Or if you just want to make a donation, then Slice will use that money and goes into a fund, and then they will send pizzas out to hospitals. So in New York right now, it's been great because not only does it help the frontline workers, but it also helps pizzerias stay in business. And they've been sending 20 to 50 pizzas at a time in New York to different hospitals. So, yeah, it's really great. And so that's on the Slice app. And if you go on there, you can find Pizza versus Pandemic.
Number three on our list of the top five tech stories has to do with the Real ID, which is supposed to take place. Everybody's supposed to have it by the 1st of October. That's been changed, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this week, obviously, you know, as President Trump said, no one wants everybody running to the DMV right now to try to, or even in the next few months.
The DMV's open?
Not right now, no. But when they do open up, you know, they don't want this to be a mad dash to the DMV with large crowds of people. So the Real ID deadline has been pushed back by 1 year. So October 1st of 2021 is when you will need a Real ID to fly. And so that's domestic. Obviously, internationally, you still need your passport. If you fly domestic and you don't have a Real ID, then you're going to also need your passport for that, because this is a next level of identification and security. And this actually stems from the 9/11 Commission. That's how long it's taken to 20 years it's taken to get the Real ID going.
But hopefully it won't take that long to get your checks from the government.
Yeah.
They roll this stuff out. Number two, the government using mobile ad location data to study the virus. This looks interesting,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Kind of taking a page from some other countries, less invasively, though. The U.S. government is now using cell phone location data from the mobile ad industry to figure out where the clusters of coronavirus are. Essentially, what they did already, they discovered large numbers of people gathering in New York City in a park. They notified local officials. Cops show up. They bust up the group. And so that's kind of the way that we're going to be going. And I think that we'll see more of this focused data recovery as we move forward with this.
Number one this week, Girl Scout cookies!
This is the best news of the week. We have to end on a high note. For the first time in the history of the organization, Girl Scout cookies are available for sale online. So all you need to do, I bought my fair share. All you need to do is go to the Girl Scout cookies, girlscouts.org, and then you can order your cookies right from there. So that's the best news of the week by far.
That is. Those are the top five tech stories applying to all of us here. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keeman at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.